All right, we'll continue with UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are home on Saturday taking on Arizona State. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, you guys understand the impact of this game. You've won all the subsequent games to make this an important game. Do you address that with the guys, the impact of this one, or do you just let them sort it out in their own heads?
No, I address it, but they also understand the significance of it. You know, we kind of started talking about, you know, having to get in a playoff mode after we lost to Oregon. And so I think we've been acutely aware each week of the significance of each game, and this game's the same.
And then looking back at last year, it almost seemed like last year's game with ASU was sort of a coming-of-age game for both Taylor Kelly and Brett Hundley, especially in that fourth quarter, both quarterbacks leading their guys down. Just from a maturity standpoint, what have you seen from Taylor and from Brett since you guys last played?
You know, not just those two, but I think these are two very different teams than played last year. I mean, obviously, we're both having some success. We've put ourselves in position to play each other in a very important game. You know, both Coach Graham and I are now, you know, into our second year in our program. And I think it's showing up in I certainly think it's showing up in the way that that they play. You know, they play physical and they're disciplined and they're tough and they play fast and they really look like they know what they're doing. And you know, they've got a veteran group. They're a much older team than us, and they play like it. You know, they're impressive.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
The next question comes from Tyler Lockman, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Coach, you guys obviously won the title last year and are in position to have that opportunity again. What do you think kind of generally have been the few major things that have allowed you and that program to have success so quickly since you arrived?
Well, good football players that are, you know, committed to creating a good team and a good team environment. You know, we've just had a lot of buy-in. It's some talented guys that are really serious about being a good football team. And it's sounds really simple, but I think it is really simple. You know, you get good players and they work hard and they trust in what you're telling them and they try to be the best they can every day, and I think you have a chance to, you know, to be a good football team. It's not really as complicated as you might think. It's just it's an attitude.
And when you arrived last season, and this isn't at all to disparage the staff that was there before, but when you arrived, were there a few things about kind of the culture of UCLA football that you wanted to change, whether it was the mindset, the perception of the program, or belief, or anything else?
I don't like to use the word change because, you know, like you said, I never want to disparage what anyone's done before me. All coaches deserve that respect. You know, we all work very hard, and sometimes success just eludes you for whatever reason. What we wanted to do was create a culture that we thought was important to create long-term success, and that's what we're really working hard to do.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinzing, Turner.
Good morning, Coach. You guys having seen now Kadeem Carey 1 week, Bishop Sankey the next, and now Marion Grice, where do you see him in terms of stacking him up against the best running backs in the country, and what does your defense have to do to slow him down?
Well, I think he's very versatile. You know, he's a good running back who also has great ability, in my opinion, in the pass game. And that makes him an exceptional threat to us. We did okay against Sankey. We did, you know, not as well against Kadeem Carey. This guy, to me, along with DJ Foster, presents a unique challenge, and it's a heck of a challenge. I think he's a very good football player. You know, I don't know what his future holds. I haven't evaluated him like that. You know, but I've evaluated him in their scheme and how they use him, and I think it's perfect—a perfect fit for what he does.
Thank you.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from a line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Jim, how much of a test will this be for your young O-line against their defensive front?
It's a huge test, but this is a very, very, very good defensive front. You know, I think that we all recognize what a talent Will Sutton is, but the other players along that line and their linebacker, really their whole defense, you know, I think they start 8 seniors on defense, so they're a veteran group. They know how to play. They play hard. They've got a good scheme. Their head coach is a defensive-minded guy. And it's going to be a heck of a test for us all the way around on offense. You know, we're very young up front, but fortunately, you know, those guys have had a chance to play some games together, but this is certainly an enormous challenge.
Your guys have acquitted themselves pretty well, haven't they?
We've done okay. Yeah, we're always looking to get better. But, you know, for starting 3 true freshmen, a redshirt sophomore and a junior, they've gotten better every week. They take it very seriously. Adrian Clem does an excellent job coaching them. And they have a real desire to get better, so they work at it, and we're seeing progress.
Any one of those guys really turning heads, or has it been more of a collective effort?
Well, I think, you know, Xavier Suofilo, who has played guard for us, he's playing tackle now. You know, he was an All-Pac-12 performer last year and very worthy of that. And he's, you know, I think he turns heads every time he plays. You know, not that, you know, offensive linemen turn a lot of heads, but, you know, comparative to his position, he's turning heads.
Actually, I was talking more of the young guys.
I'm sorry, Bud. I thought you were talking about just the offensive line. You know, I've been really impressed with all 3 of the freshman starters, Scott Quisenberry, Alex Redmond, and Caleb Benenock. You know, are you talking about just the offensive line?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, and probably in particular Scott Quisenberry, because he didn't start until that Oregon game. You know, he was going to be a redshirt, and then because of injuries, we had to bring, you know, call on him, and he's really responded and shown great maturity, picked things up very quickly, and has played with a high level of consistency.
Thank you.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance.
You have a question from John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, you know, a lot's been discussed about your freshman offensive lineman, but Eddie Vanderduizen and obviously another young one in Ellis McCarthy, how have they matured, especially over the last few weeks?
Don, they're playing very well. You know, I think they're both at their positions, I consider them impact-type players. They're big and they're physical and they've got athleticism and they love to play the game. They play with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. And then Kenny Clark, you know, he's our nose guard. And he's a true freshman as well, and he's the same type of guy. I think we're really fortunate to have those 3 guys, and I love the way they're approaching their craft, and I love the way they're playing the game right now.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, John.
Any further questions?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. Jim, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll see you.